Matt McClure, Mackenzie Mayo, welcome.
Hello.
Happy to be here.
ArtLinks 212 is, by your description, art made possible. Matt, so tell us really briefly, how does it work?
Quite simply, artists can apply to this program by pitching a project through our website. And then when they get that green light, they are given a residency either on-site or satellite off-site. And whether they access the studio or they have their own space, wherever that might be, they get a one-on-one, at least, mentorship.
What a program that is. Sounds good to me. How does it sound to you, Mackenzie?
It sounds great, and it's been great.
Okay, physical space. What's it like?
It is a nice open lab area. There's a table with an iPad or a computer, whatever the residents need, ArtLink provides. There's also a nice like hangout area, and there's a wall of just windows where you can see out into the city, and it's very refreshing, honestly, to have that view and light exposure.
It sounds like it's there to nurture
yes.
and carry you all forward.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And how long is a residency?
A residency is 6 months, and we just started on February 12th, 212, ironically. I could not resist.
Okay. Mackenzie, when you are there, what's going on in that space at any given time?
You're just surrounded by creative energy, not just your own, but others, and it kind of all feeds off each other. I'm working on a TV show pitch concept, as is Nikki, my best friend, who also got in, and there's a graphic novel, a documentary, an AR, an augmented reality.
Mm-hmm. We have all those projects. We have film, we have animation, we have interactive coding, we have a game coming in, several comics, picture books, some scripts that are visually leaning. So it's very, very diverse when it comes to the type of work that it can support. Mm-hmm. I often say to people when they ask what work belongs in 212, if it connects back to narrative, it connects back to story in some way, that's a good starting point, because most visual art and most interactive art has a connective thread back to mm-hmm. that.
It's about the story, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's just great. So the first battery of residents all started their projects in February. Now you are taking applications here shortly for the next round. When will that start?
The next round of applications are due on April 27th, and the next residency begins in August.
And then that'll be 6 months.
Correct.
This is really an ongoing thing now that it sounds well begun.
Absolutely.
And you're going to keep it carrying on. Great. Now that you're in the program, Mackenzie,
Yes. How
user-friendly is it?
Very user-friendly, absolutely.
Application as well as the residency itself?
The application was straightforward. It was easy to fill out and get it sent off and communicate via email during the process. And if there's ever any problems while we're in the lab, Matt's available. There are people at ArtLink available, and they're more than happy to help us out.
It really does sound, all you have to do is be there and work on your project.
Yep.
It almost sounds like
less.
The pampered artist.
Yeah,
which is great,
dream, yeah.
Which is a dream come true.
And that's kind of the point, is we want the space and the program itself to be a safe environment where artists are supported, where artists have access to the things they need, whether that's tangible equipment, whether that's the industry connectivity, the knowledge, or frankly, just the peer community, going from creating in an isolated space to creating with other people. Like you said, that creative energy is super important. There's a myth that to create something, you have to be alone. And while there's a small bit of truth to that, that is not something that is necessarily a healthy habit.
No, especially not forced. And also, at this point in time, many of you are recent graduates, and that's when all of the amenities that you are getting usually disappear.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic.
Yeah.
212 is set for success.
Absolutely. The existence of the concept came out of seeing so many students in the Midwest specifically step out of these wonderful programs at universities from around the region and go home and not know what to do next. And they would be absorbed into these alternative careers while still pursuing their creative work and getting more and more sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
when you create in a region that is cut off from those industries, you as an individual creator lose access. And you have to work 10, 20 times as hard to gain access.
What a wonderful solution to such a problem. You've been at ArtLink's helm for going on 2 years, Matt.
Yes.
And it seems you are all about the community connections. How does this serve your big picture?
This fits in to our mission, which is to invest in opportunities for diverse visual artists and to engage the regional community. Now, that might seem quite broad, but it's actually very strategic and very specific. It's all about access, and it's about access that has an impact. What 212 is really about when it comes to that is about providing this community, specifically this creative community, access to a network of connectivity that they did not have last year at this time, connecting them to regions outside of this space so that we as a region can actually be a player in the larger creative arts industry.
And Mackenzie, you're here to tell us that this is working.
It is. Absolutely is.
In the meantime, now that you are linked through 212 and certainly utilizing it to the max, and I think that's just great, do you and your fellow residents get to and think about utilizing the rest of the gallery because you're there?
Absolutely, we do. There's art all around you. You know, how can you not be involved in it? And they have little events that they might do in the gallery. There's figure drawing every Monday and Thursday night. Nikki and I have gone to that a few times. And there's all kinds of supplies that we have access to. And really, your imagination's your only limit there.
Yeah, and that, it's playtime, actually, yes. Which is a treat that often one does not get when you're out there on your own.
Absolutely.
Post-grad.
Very
and
true.
All of that. Okay, what's the most surprising thing you've learned about the world of art now that you're in it?
I guess maybe the fact that it just exists, you know? Like, this day and age, everything is so online, you know? And I grew up in that huge rise to internet's power, so to speak, where I was very involved online, and it was just like, this is the only art world now, is this online world and art museums, and that's it.
That's a good point. You're really smack in the middle of
yes,
things.
It's been very
and
enriching.
Loving it.
Yes.
Yeah. How insightful and how lucky, again, for you. Okay, Matt, I'm going to ask you the same question. What have you added to your personal book of knowledge since the program began, and what has maybe really surprised you?
You know, the biggest thing that surprised me goes back to the first day when we welcomed everyone. All of the residents were really happy to be there. We're happy to move in to the studio space. And I thought they were going to be really excited to use the animation computers, to use the equipment, mess around with the VR stuff, and so on.
Because who wouldn't?
Exactly. Yeah. And they were, but what I quickly found was that day it was about the people. It was about being connected to their peers, being connected to their mentors. In fact, the meet and greet that night was cut short because two of them had to go have their initial meeting with their mentors.
Oh.
And that was just fantastic that they were so excited. And that is the core of this whole concept. It's about connectivity. It's about decentralizing the idea that you have to be connected to whatever your art industry is in order to succeed. Most often that's about moving. It's about going to a hub. And there is part of that, but this is taking that idea and bringing those experts, those mentors to the individuals. And this is the key, regardless of economic or geographic limitations. If we can do that, then we can re-engage this region into the world of expressing ourselves through art and communicating through art. And that's something that we as a region have forgotten to a certain extent. And so by our organization and by this program and by this community of individuals saying intentionally, we are going to put people first. We're going to put this connectivity access first. The transformation is inevitable.
And if anybody can make something this organic and grassroots be global at the same time, I think that art links onto something, and certainly good for all of you. That's for sure. Okay. With one session down and another on the horizon, that mission that you have to turn ideas into reality and foster the creative economy in our region and the world, where are you on that journey?
And it definitely still feels like I'm at the start of it, but like a good start, you know, like I'm on to something here and I'm going places.
Good for you. It's fantastic to hear you say that.
I would second that, but also the moment we lifted up this rock, so to speak, what we saw was something we didn't expect. And that was a need that just kind of started to swell up. And we're now seeing all those access points, and they're now starting to align with this region. And so when we look at the next phase of this city and the next phase of this region, we're so excited because this is right at the center of it.
Matt McClure is executive director of ArtLink and Mackenzie Mayo, resident animator in the 212 program. Matt, Mackenzie, thank you so much for making time to join us today. And here's to Art Made Possible.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.